What's up, guys? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe. I just wanted to get this podcast started off with an offer for our small business sponsorship. We're getting thousands upon thousands of downloads, and it's really going great, and I wanted to thank you guys for that. If you want to sponsor your business, we're offering a small business partnership where you can get it started for as low as $50 and be heard around the world with all of our thousands upon thousands of listeners each week. Please contact me at Lockdown Universe at Facebook. Just send me a message or hit us up at lockdownuniverse@gmail.com and we'll get you started. You can get started for as little as $50. So hit us up right away and get in at the ground floor. Now let's go to the podcast. Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. And today we're going to get back to part two of the Busege Mountain Holographic Historical Library Complex that has recently been discovered. And we are going to get knee-deep into this, and it's a fascinating story to me. It's got to be a fascinating story to you guys. And I'm going to dive right back in. The Busege Mountain area is very, very deep in mystical, mythological history. Even the locations around this Busege Mountain area have a lot of physical properties to them that are very different than any other area. Much like we talk about Sedona, Arizona being kind of like an anomaly in physical location as to its properties, what it does to people, what it does to gravity, what it does to, basically physics in general. This is the same kind of scenario in this location. Locals actually call this location a zone of immortality, or the Seven Springs. And there's a symbol of the Seven Springs, which is on the battlefield of the Dacians, and it lies on the eastern slope of Busege. And apparently, river area in which surrounds Busege Mountain area, which is where this library is underground, actually the water comes from a cave which contains no nitrates, and it has such a high purity because it passes through a magnetic field. It clears it of all impurities, and the springs pass beside a silver deposit that prevents the development of bacteria. It's really interesting. I just wanted to bring up that part of its history that I didn't bring up in the last part, because I think it's fascinating that different physical geographic areas contain very vastly different physical properties. There's locations in Europe where small villagers are able to drink water from a source that has such high arsenic in it that it would kill anybody else that drank it. It has 9 times the amount of arsenic in it. However, these certain villagers are able to drink it. Why? Because their genes have adapted and changed to be able to drink it. Our genes can change. Our genes are able to change. Physical properties in geographical locations can change us. They can change the things around them. So it's really fascinating, and I wanted to bring that up because I think it's important to realize that certain areas on Earth have certain properties for a reason. And maybe one of those reasons is because they're sacred or they're special. And they have been visited by aliens in the past. And the aliens have been able to identify these locations as special because of their physical properties, or because aliens actually brought certain physical properties to these locations. Now, let's get to the meat and potatoes of our holographic, historical, human, and alien library that lies beneath in deep underground tunnels of the Busege Mountain. And an individual who is a whistleblower, apparently from Romania, gives us this information and talks about a projection room in which houses chairs that are tables that are 5 feet tall, chairs that are even taller that would house an 18 to 20 foot tall individual. Now, these projection rooms in these caves are so vast, and he discusses them. He talks how they are at least 30 meters high, so that's about 90 feet, by approximately 300 meters long, or 100 meters long. So we're talking about a football field. We're basically talking about a football field. That's a projection room. I don't know whose house, I don't care whose house you've been in, a millionaire's house, or anything. Anybody who's got tons of money, they don't have a football field in their house. Hell, you go to the movie theater, it's not even as big as a football field, right? So these projection rooms were intended for people who are humongous. We're talking very, very large people for a purpose. So he also talks about how these rooms were enclosed by an energy shield. So this is really interesting. I mean, it's totally legit. And that this projection room is only one of the rooms that is underneath the Busege Mountains. There's other rooms as well. So we're talking about one room, the projection room, 30 meters high by 100 meters long, and that it was enclosed by an energy shield. It had smaller dimensions than those of the mountain room, which was a different room. So now we're talking about this energy shield. And the energy shield's role, he states, was to divide the room like a wall from the rest of the cavity in the mountain, and also to protect it from exterior bad influences. It has only one way of access, like a door, which is right in front of you. On its display, he saw three huge tunnel entrances, one right in front, and the other two symmetrically on each side. They were vaguely lit by a green light, and from a distance, he could not clearly notice the details, although he saw other devices that were around these three tunnels. So there's mechanical devices that are in these caves. It's not just, a stone cave. There's lots of devices that are down here for a particular reason, even though he didn't know exactly what they were. He asked his friend, who was in the military as well, he stated, "Did you install these security systems? And where do these tunnels go?" And these guys were part of Romanian military, Romanian intelligence. And he states that this is an area that you do not have access to. It's strictly forbidden through a secret protocol signed between the Romanian state and the United States. And he states that he could give him some general information about it, but that certain things should remain a secret. At least for some time now. So he stated, "Let's start." And he started to give him some information. And when he turned, he saw a line of huge T-shaped tables made of stone lined up against the wall following its curve. So it sounds like they had tables following the curvature of this room. And they were about 2 meters high. So imagine a 6 foot high table. The individuals that sat at these tables were enormous. See, this goes back to my last podcast or a couple podcasts ago about the 15 foot tall red-haired, red-bearded Kandahar giant, which is well known, which is documented, by many many veterans of the military, including the pilot who picked him up in the net. That's Kandahar. This guy's saying that there's another base just like this, or a holographic library like this in Baghdad, and they were in Can and the giant was in Kandahar, Afghanistan, so not far away from Baghdad, right? So these pieces of the puzzle, some of these stories now that we're getting from these military veterans, they're all starting to come together, and you can discount one, but then when you get another bunch of five, six, seven stories, and they all start making sense, you gotta start asking what's real and what's not here, guys. And this stuff's starting to make sense here. So going back, he starts this Romanian military individual starts to discuss the transversal section of the mountain room, and he starts talking about the characters, the inscribing on the walls in which he saw. He stated that the inscribing was an unknown writing that looked like ancient arrow-headed characters were cut three-dimensionally into the thickness of tabletops. There was only one such line of signs on each table's width. Although the signs were not painted, they would still be noticeable due to some slight luminous radiation, differently colored for each table. So there was some slight luminous radiation. He stated that there were some general symbols like triangle and circles. Each table had three-dimensionally cut arrow-headed characters on them. So, you know, this makes you, you know, think about events like Rendlesham Forest, where, you know, Jim Peniston saw all these Egyptian hieroglyphic writings and characters on the ship, and he jotted them down in his notepad, right? So, going back to this mountain room, there were five tables on each side of the room. On some of them, I could see different objects of unknown use. So now we're talking about objects on the tables. They look like technical tools for scientific use. Several white translucent wires descended from many of them. White translucent wires, what does that sound like? Fiber optics, right? Descending from these wires, gathering in a rectangular box situated outside the table and on the ground. The boxes were made of shiny silver metal that could not be scratched. Well, what could not be scratched? The Roswell crash retrieval material. When they tried to scratch it, you could not scratch it. When they crumpled it up, it uncrumpled. This stuff was indestructible. Going back to Roswell, come in here. A lot of this material is very similar. Okay. Now, two of the tables were empty, and they were covered by a thin layer of orange dust. This individual's friend stated that they drew samples from it, but it had been sent for preliminary analysis to a lab inside the base, but they haven't received any results. The real surprise was the distinct element that made the research team give them the name the projection room to the huge mountain room. Because he stated when he passed by a table, a holographic projection presenting aspects of certain scientific domain were simultaneously activated on its surface. The three-dimensionally colored images were perfect and very large, almost 2.5 meters tall. So we're talking about 7 feet tall. So he's stating when he passed by these tables, some of them emitted a holographic projection showing some scientific history. He states, because the tables were tall, I could not see where the source of the hologram projection was. I found out from my friend that the rectangular surface of the smooth stone tables had a tight opening in the middle, and that's where several centimeters long projections would appear from. They would come from the center of the table. He stated that technology was great. The projections appear by themselves, but at the same time, they're interactive and depend on the one who's watching them and touches the surface of the table. So now we're talking about, you know, David Adair's story that I did a podcast on, where he touched the surface of this engine of a ship and it could start reading his emotions. It was reading his emotions and showing his emotions on the surface of the craft. This is new technology. This is better than cell phone or smartphone technology. Can't do this kind of stuff. It's interacting with touch, and it's reading the individual's mind, and it's able to give a holographic personal experience to the individual who's touching that table. I mean, this is fantastic stuff. This is amazing technology that's light years ahead of us. You know, we might catch them in a while, but we're not there yet. So he went to a table that had some three-legged steps brought off by the base teams, and I went to a couple of the steps until my body was above the table. So these steps led up to the table. I mean, this is describing how tall these tables were. He had to step up these stairs to get to the table. It was almost 5 meters long and 1.5 meters wide, and it was covered by a film of glass-like material, which was not transparent, but it was dark. I could see my head and my body reflecting as in a mirror on the surface of that shiny, dark, blue, smoky film. The film was split into several big squares marked by a straight horizontal and vertical lines that formed a kind of frame on the table. The rays that formed the hologram went out by a central slot in a coherent beam And apparently, its domain was biology of images of plants and animals that scrolled in front of my eyes, some of them being totally unknown to him. So some animals and plants were totally unknown to him, whether or not they were from another planet or he just was unaware of them, we don't know. I slightly touched one of the squares, which was the biggest, and the hologram began presenting the anatomical structure of the human body. I soon realized it was my body because of a certain mark I had on my arm. Although I was not moving, I saw the holographic images on certain areas of my body spinning continuously and being presented from different angles. If I lifted the finger off of that square, the images of plants and animals would reappear. If I moved my finger inside the square, the image would read the inside of my body, thus offering the projection of my internal organs according to my finger's position on the surface of the square. I noticed that moving the finger in a certain way would magnify the examined area. To my amazement, it was unboundless. I zoomed in to my tiny dimensions, passing over individual cells, their nucleus, and reaching the molecular area. I thought I was dreaming, but I really saw a molecule that was part of my own liver and was shown in a huge dimension. In a few moments, I had gone way beyond even the most amazing dreams of modern science. The image presented a kind of cloud of energy that changed its color continuously, probably because of the energetic changes that took place in real time, but in its different points I noticed a kind of condensation linked by a kind of bridge that vibrated continuously. I thought that maybe these were molecular chains, and when I zoomed into the nuclear area, the image caught one of the atoms, but it became unstable and blocked. Then I saw what I thought to be an atom as a vague energy mist with a very bright center heart. As I touched other squares, I saw even more images. Each time I touched one, the square lit in orange and signs of unknown writing appeared inside of it. Fascinated, I went over several squares, watching in incredible projections of life on other celestial bodies. So now we're talking about him seeing life on other planets. I noticed that if I simultaneously touched two surfaces of two different squares, the holographic image would render a very complex scientific analysis, presenting the DNA molecules of those beings and the compatibility possibilities between them. The images were accompanied by sideways vertical lines of that strange writing, which were probably observations, comments, and indications regarding the analysis that was made. These were dynamic and presented in a series of possible phrases of mixing the two life forms together. So he's talking about getting information about mixing these two life forms together and what the possible outcomes would be. In the end, the most probable mutant form appeared as a combination of genetic data. So after this, he takes his hands off the table and he went down the stairs shaking. He stated that his mind refused to think coherently. Strange thoughts appeared in his mind, like I was being set up or that everything was a dream. And when I started to realize what was happening to me, my friend calmed me down because I started to have all kinds of shock issues as a result of this advanced technology. After a couple minutes, I recovered, and his friend stated, "You can spend years here without ever getting bored." He stated, "I can't believe they reached such an advanced technological level. Who were they?" You know, this individual stated, "You must know." Now, if you want to find out if they know who it is, you'll have to join us on the next edition of Lockdown Universe. It gets even better, and the story is so amazing, and I don't want to leave all the details out like I do sometimes with other stories. It's too fascinating, and I'm willing to put together multiple episodes on this to give you guys at least a decent amount of information. It's just too fascinating, too interesting. So hopefully you guys are enjoying it. I will bring it to you as soon as I can. And hopefully you guys are taking care of your spiritual health, physical health, emotional health, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and always questioning the universe around you. Until next time, Take care, and Lockdown Universe out.